and it's over for one trip to America and one trip to one day the first trip to the Miyati and other
the late Miyati was killed by a vigilante group in the district Johannesburg will be laid to rest in Bulawayo tomorrow. His body is arranged in the city and known as a death at the Kulwani home.
The government recognizes the state that the government will be able to do
yesterday at Miyati's memorial service. As the founder of the National Youth of Africa, David Kamazibiti, from the trying to chase the David Kamazibiti from the event, they accused the government of forcing millions of Zimbabweans to leave the country to seek jobs in other countries.
Another thing was very disappointing. He was in trouble.
Zimbabwe is preparing to mark its 42nd independent celebration with Africa saying the country is end for living, but it is in a terrible social, economic, and political situation.
Kumanjalo is a lot of
Zimbabwe, Munjimbo, South Africa, Miami, Amadriki, Vachuku, Kwaibo, Vachuwa, and Otakambo, Miso, Vachuwa, 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 Shika, who Zimbabwe, which we have said, and the Vicerat one way in the Tivira. So the notion is to send it to the Tarifa. Tarifa Shakai, Nyaya, Yer, Soro, Rekita, one of the Nazis, Nivati, Parigino, vazhinji havasi kukwanisa kuti vaende kumanesha nekuti izvo hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika parizvino.
assistance here in terms of the coffin or the casket, so in transport to Zimbabwe. So as soon as the body gets to Beitbridge, the Zimbabwe government takes over in terms of the transport, in terms of the food for those who will be gathering, and any other expenses as connected or related to this funeral, to give the late Mr. Nyathi a decent burial back home.
So you Elvis Nyathi, siyakhala kakhulu, asikholwa njengoba kwenzakala manje ukuthi namhlanje sizomvalelisa sokugcina lana ku-memorial service. Uyahamba nje uyekhaya, usehamba ngomuntu othule, kanti wathi uma yezwa kule bizo weza ehambela ngenyawo zayo. So sihlukumezeke kakhulu ngale nto eyenziwe yilabantu ababulele ngendlela le esihluku ukuthi noma ubulale njakho ngeke uyibulale ngalelo hlobo.
Sithanda ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi njengesizwe sonke sikamthwakazi. Akukho nto enje esake sayibona esizweni sakithi. Kubuhlungu kakhulu. Inyathi family akusiyo yodwa elahlekeleyo, silahlekelwe sonke njengesizwe. Njalo hayi kuzima kumpela lokhu ukuthi sikuchaze ngamazwi, kodwa ke asifisi into enje ibuye yenzeke futhi empilweni. Ngoba kuyasefisa isithunzi njengomuntu omnyama, kukuthathela isithunzi njengom-Afrika ukuthi wenze into enje emuntwini, kuyazela. Hayi bakwethu ke sekuza hanjwa ngekhaya, ayebekwa umfowethu. UNkulunkulu lalaba abakwenzileyo, uNkulunkulu nguye owaziyo. Hayi, I'm Bonman Khumalo representing the Zirikazi Royal House. We are saddened by what happened to our brother Nyathi. The cruelty that these people showed by killing him in that manner is really, really, really painful in our hearts as the Mthwakazi Nation. Our prayer is, they go well home and lay him to rest. But truly speaking, we are disappointed. We would want, the people that did it to hear the words of warning that God is going to judge them. It's not right to do or to treat a human being in that manner. Look, I'm really out of words. Can't describe this cruelty, but what do we do? We just leave it in the hands of the living God.
I want to apologize to Zimbabwe because we are not expecting as South Africans that that in South Africa can kill our fellow black brother in South Africa. So that's why I'm saying we really apologize for that.
You're saying Nigerians, everyone is just the same as South Africans.
I'm a South African, I'm a Zimbabwean, I'm a Mozambican, I'm Lesotho, I'm Botswana, I'm a Nigerian. Africa must be one. Must at the end one. Of the day, Africa must be one. And we want one for Africa.
There you are, marvelous. Those are some of the people that were talking to Thuso Khumalo yesterday in Johannesburg. So we know that there was a memorial service where Mr. Amazripi, that is David Amazripi, Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, was actually ejected from that memorial service with people accusing his government of mistreating Zimbabweans. They are saying that they are where they are today because of the Zimbabwean government. And we also had Thuso talking to Velempini Ndlovu, who is a relative of the late Nyathi, Bonman Khumalo of the Zilikazi royal family, and Mr. Peter Moshosho, the South African, who says he was apologizing on behalf of South Africans, saying you don't think that a black person can do that to another black person. And he believes that Africa should be one. And that's the way he says it should go. So that's exactly what this boy is saying. Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tangatiri kunzwa nekuona zvanga zviri kuitika nezuro pachiitiko chakaitika icho kuSouth Africa, apo taona vahama dziripi vanovaivo mumiriri weZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa ikoko vachitaurawo pachiitiko ichi, asi vakazotaura mushure mekunge vambomiswa kutaura pamberi pevanga vari ipapo vakazotaurawo neStudio 7 vabuda muchitipo ichi. Tanzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vagari veimomo muSouth Africa vanga vari kukumbira ruregerero vachiti zvakadai hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika panguva ino nekuti vanhu vamwe chete kunyange vachibvawo kunyika dzakasiyana siyana. Tikaonawo zvakare hama neshamwari dzavanyati vachiwanikwawo vachitaurawo pamusoro pemafambiro achange ari kuita zvinhu pakuradzikwa kwavanyati.
Yes, we also have Mrs. Judith Ncube, who is the Bulawayo Metropolitan Resident Minister. They told me to answer Jesus Father there about, you know, Nyati's burial and, you know, the assistance that the government is going to be giving. So let's hear something from there.
Kavuzisana imuvi kumbi Bulawayo kubusini kutela. Ilizwe lonke lithintekile ngoba abantwana bethu akuna muzi ongela mntwanayo. Umuzi wonke ulomntwanayo. Kungabe kwenzakele lokhu kwenzakele namuhla but asikwazi kusasa ukuthi kubobani.
Kuzandela kwekabani guma
ngoba amatherapisti bangazinyaza. Nakumongameli asizokwethula imbibona ukuthi sithi zancedisa umsebenzi womntwana
urhulumente zancedisa. Hayi, uyabonga kaloku mama Minister of State, uyabonga kakhulu ukuthi urhulumente naye uzwe ephatheka ngabantu abakhe ababa phakathi ko oqhuku lolu lwenzakalayo lokhu olusesouth Africa ngale. Yeah, uyabonga kakhulu. We appreciate that one very much. Yeah. And thank you, His Excellency the President of Zimbabwe, ngokuthi at assist such in this time njengalesi esinjengalesi. We are having a sleepless night from the 6th of the very time senzakala until now. Kuze kushaya 3 o'clock lokho ngikhangela ngikhuluma labantu abaseGoli, abantu abangapi, Harare abangapi, all over. I've never angalali lokhu kusukela ka 6 umfana lo bengihlala laye endlini yami khona ngale elokhu zenenketha. Ngihlala laye ngabuya ngahlala laye emaplazini. Wahlala khona ngale kwasewusithi njengoba nje ilizwe lakithi njengoba lingani linje indlala leyo waselandela layo njengoba nisanda ukuthi sikhuluma ngokuthi akulanje lo mntwana omunye noligume elinye lingala mntwana okhona ngale. So yikho ke laye wase siba ibhendi wogwene elandele siyakhona kidino dathi ukuchapha umzambezi ulokhu zelingane uLimpopo echaphe siya ngale ingwenya zamkhuda ukuthi kuzaba lezinye ingwenya ngale zizamudla ezingabantu emini langalibalele
ukusetshenzwayo.
Yeah, awufunile sibili ngase ngithithi mina kuyalofuna ukuthi ngamthethike e-ofisini abe lo munye umuntu wabonyathi kungabe kuyikuthi ungani ngoba uyazi ukuthi kunje so kulama-vultures abhodayo abafuna ukuthi kube yi-chance yokwezimali. So kuyabe kufuna ukuthi into zakhona zibe athletic ibe izinto ezenziwa zisegcekeni zenziwe kuhle. Abanye abantu onuyakhala abanye abantu bafuna ukuthatha i-chance yokwenza imali. So kuyabe kukuhle ukuthi nxa ngisiyafika e-ofisini umama laye athi efika abone ukuthi hhayi laba bantu ngabantu abomufi kodwa ngaso kuselakala lesibonge esidoda esinye sakonyathi khonapho sokusiba yikuthi kanti konyathi vela akula muntu. Ye, akula muntu abantu abaningi baseGoli bakhonale. Ye, the entire khonapha yimi coordinator yo 24/7 ilokhu zenifunarani abaningi bantwana bakhonale ngibona benza buya nje njengoba kuza buya abadala babuya kuthi uthathe nomuntu bagade namhlanje abavele ekhaya. But I'm told to go to Lomunyo Sekoli, what tell us a hamba figure about Tata Vela.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow it's a little bit of a laugh.
But meanwhile, you know, over every Wednesday, Google sends you a man.
Yeah, I will send
you a good meal that I will send
you
a good meal. Yeah, we're going to be danger. I don't want to see that you see the funeral day in the party in Nadi.
Yeah, that is the resident minister of Bulawayo Metropolitan Region. Mabel is talking to relatives there. So he was advising them to start preparing for the funeral and was informing them that the president actually granted the Nyati family, Elvis Nyati, a state assisted funeral. So that's what they were talking about there.
Apo telekshukuona numa ingairi kubva iyo kuhurumende vanova ivo resident minister wemunzvimbo inobva vanyati varikutaura ivo kuti mhuri yanyati ichange iri kupiwa rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende vachitaura ivo kuti vanga vatuma nemutungamiri wenyika kuti vazivise mhuri yekwanyati kuti vachange vari kubatsirwa pakuradzika mutumbi wava Elvis Nyati avo takaona vachishaya muSouth Africa.
Yes, and we've got Nyati's auntie. You know, he talked passionately about you know, Nyati. He grew up under his hands, and let's listen to what he's saying here in this interview.
Nonzana ungumane gama lapha kuyini kamofija
igama lami ngusteni njovo ijaha leli lithoni lele ngumtakasisi umama wakhe ngimlandela okwesithathu
umama wakhe umlandela okwesithathu
u-Elvis
yes uzweni uzwe njani bakutshele njani usize usehlakalo esinje
yeyi indaba leyi ayisinika ubuthongo especially umfana lo ngidlale laye emncane ngihlala laye enketha khona ngale lapho endihlala khona it was very much touching into yakhona isizwisa ubuhlungu okunye okumangalisayo umfana lo ubezisebenzela engu-garden boy khona ngale e-South Africa that literally every time ubethumela okungabantu bakhe every time and then okungama okudliwayo every time every month and so forth
yeah
kathethi ngikhuluma nje so last week besikhuluma sonke sithi malume ngizathumela ama-wind am khonapho kuwe ungaba le space yini ukuthi ungigcinele wona ngifuna ukuthi umntaya yakhe laye okulidumba lakho ekhaya ngathi hhayi akula problem nje ukuthumela ningi ama-wind akho zagcina of course akafiki wona lokhu ngiwamelele
yeah. Obese saka la.
Obese saka, but umefunga kwakhe intaba zinduna ngayo lapha le athola khona isitende.
Abantwana bangabalisile.
Abantwana bakhona basekhaya koyise emkhulu okuzalwa khona umkakhe. Kodwa ke uyise zalo khona lapha lo nina zalo bakhona. Bafika nje ngisho ukuthi bengimele ukuthi ngabe ngifike labo lapha. Kodwa bazafika nje in an hour's time uyisezala lo mama zalo bakhona bengilabo nje kuthami khonapho elokhu zenedrobheni zabuya sonke khona lapha then bahamba then they are coming ngathi sibabuya namhlanje sizoncedisana khonapho emngcwabeni
utshela abantwana bengu-4 bazawulombana abantwana
yikho khonapho kulobuhlungu khona okulobuhlungu kathesi ube kusithi khona lokhu akutholileyo umzukulu lami ngim-encourage ukuthi mzukulu abantwana thumela abantwana ngapha something uyisezala ekhuluma lami athi malume abantwana bathini ngapho kanti abantwana balamabhuku abalani lokhu lalokhu ngithi hhayi ngizakhuluma labo ngingakhuluma labo ke bathi hhayi malume kuyeza namanje ngiyathi ngithi ngihleli nje sisithi umalayitha hhayi kuhambe endaweni engaka amagogo wethu uyethatha iy'mpahla zabantwana sezifikile ngihambe ngiyethatha bese kusithi uyisezala ohleli labantwana abuye azothatha ye azothatha ukudla lokhu ehambise
ebantwaneniathesi
akusela muntu ozayenza khona lokho ngoba umkakhe enjalo nje engumama ukathethi kuwe sebuthakathaka okuwese ukuthi kasoze sakwanisa ukuthi asele abantwana ubaba wakhe nguye obesela la nxa ube ngugarden boy that little okuyi 200 rand khonke obekuthola lapha adisebenza khona emayadini lokuncedisa kakhulu ebantwaneni
abo sitsheleke ukuthi vele bekulijahle njani umfana kanye athi Elvis na
umfana lowu was a very good young man. Umfana lo bengumfana olungile okunye umali. Sayi umfana ongakhulumi lomuntu ohlale thule kuphela. Engakhulumi lutho kumbe njani wathi eve ngala sports esinye sisibonayo ukuthi ah umfana lo into le ayenza injani njani. But yena he was just a very good young man, very much quiet and umuntu olalelayo belalela uthi ngamtshela ukuthi hayi lapha mzukulu yenza so, lapha mzukulu yenza so. And we are so much very close. I'm very much close. Very much close. We're so much close together. And he always touched me with Malume. Kambe lapha sengilodubo. Ngenze njani. Ngicebise ukuthi hayi Malume, you can do this. Mzulu, ngenza so, wenze so. Then kumncedisa abo ngathi Malume, hayi yabo. Njalo nje. Umfana olungile ukuyomansa u-Elvis. Banatwa Nyathi was a good young man, very much umfana olalelayo.
Ukhulele ngaphi ekhaya?
Ye, umfana lo uzalelwe eKezi le, ekuzalelweni eKezi le, basebesuka basebesiya eTobotobo le, maplazi. Bahlala khona ngalo, unina wasetshona bekhona ngale, sambeka khona ngalo unina eTobotobo.
Udadewethu,
umama wakhe. Then uthese unjalo bahlalahlala eTobotobo kwathi ubaba wakhe wasesuka wasisiya somewhere koDundubali lapha about 40 kilometers from Bulawayo nxa usiya uhamba eFallsroad wazothola umuzi khona ngale bahlalahlala khona ngale then kwasekusithi usisi wakhe lobhuti wakhe elder brother le elder sister bathola izindlu eCardu Park laye wasebuya wazohlala eCardu Park but sometime back lesivele sihlala sonke enketha khona ngale le mzini wami le maplazini bendihlala laye ahambayo khona le maplazini afike ahlale abuyabuye lapha edolobheni sihlale sonke ye
ubaba emsaphile
hawu abutshonile I think 2017 ubaba wakhe utshone ngo-2017 kodwa kulo mama omncane umama omncane wabo ukhona
That is Mr. Ndlovu, the uncle of the late Elvis Nyathi. So he's really saying Nyathi was a very good man. He says he grew up on, you know, under his arms, and he's really shocked about his death, and he says he has never heard that a person can die in that manner. So he's very much pained.
Does he say yes, and you can actually feel his pain because he says they were very close. And from what I was hearing, that he was also saying that he was a very quiet young man who always used to look up to him, the uncle, for counsel. And it reminds me of the George Floyd case here in the United States, that, you know, something happened to someone and now he's going to be remembered in the world, unfortunately, for a very unfortunate event. Hama yavanyati vachitaura ivo kuti sekuru vavo vachitaura ivo kuti ndivo vakamukudza uyezve akange ari munhu akanyarara asinganetsani nevanhu uyezve vari kurwadziwa zvikuru nekuti havana kumbofunga kuti muzukuru wavo uyu anga ashayi mashayiro aakaita vanga vachinyatsotsanangudza kuti akakura sei uyezve kuti aiwanzovabvunza ivo kuti ndoita sei zvinhu vana ndovabatsira sei nyaya yekuti vana vaende kuchikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro aitaurana navo saka vanga vari kuti pari zvino vari kurwadziwa chaizvo nokuti havana kumbofungidzira kuti upenyu hwamuchakabvu hwaizopera sekupera kwawakaita
Yes, marvelous. We also have got a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change who is in Matabeleland and taking care of what is happening at the Nyathi homestead. Let's hear what she's told Ezra, Jesus Fund.
Salbonani, mina ngokuzalwa ngononhlanhla mlotshwa. Kubandla le Triple C kuthiwa ngingusecretary we-rural mobilizing and strategy interim. Silapha sizokhayela umfowethu u-Elvis wawenyathi. U-Elvis ngimkhayela nje mina ngile bias ngoba ngivele ngowemasouth and u-Elvis ngowekhezi kithi uzalwa emahetshele. Sizalwa sonke. Sibuhlungu ngokufa kwa-Elvis. Sibuhlungu singabantu. Sibuhlungu silibandla. Ukuthi abafowethu njalo sebephele South Africa. Bechiya abantwana lapha ekhaya. So sizokhala silibandla. Ngiyazi ukuthi bese lizwile ukuthi abafowethu abase-South Africa bese kulokunye kade sebekuhlanganisile bayakunika imuli. Lathi basitshela ngapha siyi-leadership ukuthi yikho lokhu asebekwenzile. Siyakubonga njalo. Besifisa ukuthi nga abantu bezwa betshiseka ngokufa kwa-Elvis because I think all of us singo-Elvis. Sonke singonyathi. Angiboni ukuthi lapha emathebuleleni ukhona umuntu ongabalwa kuthiwe kalazihlobo noma ezingu-4 noma ezingu-5 e-South Africa. Kuyasithinta ukufa kwa-Elvis, asokufa kwakhe yedwa. Kumele kusithinte sonke because sikhuluma nje izihlobo zethu zisegangeni khona le-South Africa azikwazi ukuthi ziphilile, asikwazi ukuthi ziyavuka zingeziphilileyo. Ngakho-ke silibandla sokukhalisa imuli yala ekhaya. Sike safika futhi lapha izolo, siyaqhubeka sibakhalisa kuze kufike ilanga langoMgqibelo. Ngiyabonga.
Kunjenje okujabulisayo ukuthi baphathisile bebandla lakho. Umuntu lo uvele esigabeni sakho, wena ke ukhalela ukukhankasa futhi umnyaka ozamele lesi siqindi sakho lesi. Uqhubela lokhu elikwenzela phandle kutshengisa ukubamba nokunganani. Ungathini kuzulu kobulawayo njona nolapha usuka khona le madoda ngendaba yokuphitheka kwenu, uthini ngakho?
Mina ngifuna ukuthi uzulu kobulawayo kazize thintekile. Ngibona ngathi ukurelaxa lokho esikwenzayo soze kusisebenzele singabantu. Asizizwe siphathekile zulu kobulawayo ngoba kwenzeke kwimulini yakwenyathi sokungavuka lawo kondlovu lakoncube lakobani lakodube kukhona. Kukithi sonke asiphathekeni bulawayo omuhle, sibuye sizotshengisa ukuthi siyaphatheka le muli yakwenyathi sisonke. Siyimuli singama-citizens.
Likhanele ukuthi lizabe likhona lizenza umsebenzi lani lapha lizabe liphathekile, kambe nomongameli ngabuya nawe?
Umongameli bese sikhulume laye, siyathemba ukuthi engabuya njalo ngelanga lange-Saturday. So besikhona sibili siyibandla le-CCC. Thina njengoba silapha siku-ground sisemathebelelendi i-region yethu yakobulawayo, silapha ukuthi sizomkhangelela umongameli ukuthi si-right nxa silapha labantu bakhe bazabuya. Siyamobhalayiza abantu bethu ukuthi labo babe khona lapho bazophatheka ekuhambeni kwa-Elvis. And sisazoqhubeka siphatheke sibili, asiyonto esiyayiqala namhla siyigcine namuhla. Siyaphatheka entweni eziningi, sisazophatheka futhi kuze ufike ilanga lokubeka umfowethu u-Elvis.
That is Miss Nonhlanhla Ndotshwa Marvelous. She is a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So what she's literally saying there is that everyone is Elvis. Everyone is Nyati. And Nyati's death is affecting all Zimbabweans alike. So he says everybody has got a relative somehow who is in South Africa. So this issue is not only a Nyati issue. It is a national and international issue, you know? So,
we are apo tulikuwa isu imene ngoye triple C vashaura ivo pamsoro pechi chiko ishi vachit aiwa munu wese anu wanikwa iye achirangarina va Elvis Nyati ni munu wese munyika ani ama iliku South Africa munu wese munyika anu kwanza kunge zvakadai zvataona zvichiitika zvisanonge zvichiitika kune munhu. Saka vatora ivo kuti ivo sebatore triple C vachange vachimirawo vakamirira kuti vaone kuti mhuri yanyati icharadzika sei hama yavo pachitwo chichange chiri kuitika. Vanenge vataura kuti ivo nemugovera.
We put some people lined up here, they want to make their contributions. And the first guy is Mr. Bongani Dube. Bongani, siyakwamukela kukhelwa.
Siyabonga babudo.
Ye, kubeka khonapho ubona njani khonokho kubhubha njalo lokuthi sokuyangcwatywa u-Elvis Nyati?
Ya, khona kubuhlungu kakhulu babudube, ikakhulu ebantwaneni. Usuke usiyadinga imali sadendi uzozwakala sokuthiwa usushonile. and mangithi ngiyabheka abantwana abana bancane basanithi isikolo, and nowadays if you don't have i-parents yakho isikolo kuba nzima, because nxa kuwukuthi liyani family ezihluphekelayo elisebenza ezindlini zabantu emakhishini elincengayo nje impilo, isimo singekho right, kunzima ukuthi umntwana omfowenu mayeseshonile la itholakale funda mpela esiyafika kuwo university, kunzima kakhulu. So into engiyikhalelayo njengabantwana, silapha duba sifundanga, kodwa abantu abethu asifuni ukuthi befane lathi, sifuna abantu abethu sizozama ukuthi sibafundise bebe right. So we ma ungasela mzali vele impilo yakho iba buhlungu kakhulu babuDube, iba buhlungu because abantu bayakhala indawo yonke, into leyana iya-affecta, iya-affecta kakhulu ikakhulu umuntu ozeleyo.
So manje ubona zani pho kuya ngathi konke lokho wena ngubona kwakho sibili ukubulawa kukaNyathi nxa sukhangele sibili uJulia usephambili?
Ukubulawa kaNyathi babuDube vele kusaphambili, because singaze sithini kuzayenzakala futhi la komunye kodwa ukuze sikugweme ukuthi siyelungisa ngakithi. Labadala bayawazi amazwi ethu esakhulumayo, phela babuDube kulula ma ungumzali la uhlala ekhaya unabantwana, abantwana ungabezwa bethu baba lapha kayenzilo, asoze uhlale 42 years ungafiksi ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani. Abantwana bengathi lokhu kurongo wena ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani, vele kuyacaca ukuthi sizaphelela emazweni, ngoba nanko u-Elvis uthe esefile azange sibonakale ukuthi kulo muntu osimeleyo, azange silizwe thina igama elivela kumongameli esitsho ukuthi khona khona uzwelana lathi. Sesisizwa manje nje isidumbu sesidlulile eBitbridge ukuthi khona khona uzaphathisa into ezinjengazenezo, ukuthi nje umhlupho ukuthi ekhulumisane lama ministers eSouth Africa bebonisane, ayikho vele into lokhu. Nasimzwele ukuthiwa useDubai, samzwela ukuthiwa setshintshi isitalada kobulawayo. So into ezinjengazenezo, but kuzikhona izinto ezibalulekile esingazibheka, because umuntu ungamuzethi lokhu kurong, zama noma ungakulungisanga ngendlela yakhe, but lawe iba ileader ehlakaniphileyo, limithe halfway ukwenzela ukuthi into zangkhona kubona ingathi ulungisile, noma ungalungisanga kodwa kubonakala ingathi ulungisile. 42 years abantu belokhu bekhala ngento one, wena uthi ku-right. And masithi siyakhangela vele babuDube sisahlala sisokolile, ngoba masithi siyabheka ihulumende yakithi ama-ministers, akula muntu omutsha, akula youth laphana okuthiwa izasimela, izamela abantu abatsha, bonke ngabadala abantu okuthiwa thina balalela into ukuthi thina sahalwa impi sizabuya. So yiba kufanele bephathe, but if singaba le youth noma kwena la maphathi akhona, sibe lo muntu omncane ozagijima asimele ezwe izikhalazo zethu. Thina ma sikhuluma kabe kuthiwa kona sihlamukela abadala, kodwa iqiniso lihle babuDube, izidingo zakudala nezidingo zamanje azisafani.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Ubambe khonapho ungangikesana mamplus kote Mr. Regis Wasango as well, is an OPF member based in Canada. Welcome to the program, Mr. Wasango.
Thank you, Studio 7.
Yes, give us your take on, you know, the killing and now the arrangements that are being made for the burial of Elvis Nyathi. We are informed that the government is taking care of some of the arrangements. Quite just briefly.
Thank you very much. I want to send my condolences to the Nyathi family for this barbaric killing that was done to our brother, dear brother, Elvis, in South Africa, which was uncalled for. South Africans know it better that Zimbabwe has been there for their independence during apartheid, when they were running, getting shelter from our country. But I think the general public in South Africa is misunderstanding everything. They are hating Zimbabweans more than any other African. And this has led to our brother's passing on, which is very regrettable. I want to thank the government of Zimbabwe, His Excellency the President, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, for assisting the funeral of our brother. So I'm hearing it as I'm following the government is doing almost 90% of the arrangements, including bringing him from South Africa. We also saw that the president portrayed a message to Ramaphosa and informed him that this is our SADC and our Troika summit and our arrangements do not go along with what is happening now in South Africa. Therefore, if Ramaphosa is still a signatory of that, he should be able to make sure that Zimbabweans are safe in his country as well as we also make sure that all South Africans coming to Zimbabwe or passing through our country are safe as well. So we saw that Comrade Ramaphosa visited the family and he also paid his condolence to the family, which is something that we also emulated. And also he sent messages that he's not accepting what South Africans are doing, and he will do everything in his power to make sure that foreigners, especially Zimbabweans in particular at this point, are also safe in South Africa. Thank you.
Tiri ipapo, imi munoona sei, tunoona vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kuti kodai zvinhu zvagadzirisika munyika vadzokera kuZimbabwe, kwete kuti varambe vari kuSouth Africa uko vari kupiswa nekurayiwa nekushungurudzwa.
Right, I think the problem is not really because of the economic situation. At this point, we can try to link every issue that is happening to our people outside Zimbabwe to economic issues, which at some point is not always the norm. I believe that at this juncture, we are not talking about policies of government and all that. We are talking about we as neighbors of South Africa and Zimbabwe to be each brother's keeper. That's actually what we are talking about, because you look at what happened. The news says they mistaken him with the so-called criminal who was later on arrested, and they killed him for no reason. And I mean that is something that can actually happen to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're Zimbabwean or not. But this barbaric act is what we should address at this point. Of course, we can talk about the economy. We all agree that even if the economy of Zimbabwe is going to be better than South Africa today, there are people who actually not go back. That one is actually a point that not every Zimbabwean who is living outside will come back because the economy is better. So that's why I wouldn't want to link the economy to the killing of, because there are these different issues. I don't know the reason why he was in South Africa. I have not spoken to him. I don't know how long he has lived in South Africa. But what I know is he was there with his family. And there's a reason why he was there. Thank you.
Yes, I will give you a little bit. We are going to talk to you about this. We are going to talk to you about this. We are going to talk to you about this. We are going to talk to you ezibabo baya kwele South Africa. Umpenduzi, umchekani songo baya kona po, kwele South Africa tube, ngena kona. Ye, umchele.
Nyamuzwa babu tube. Nyangiti kona, isitatulo sometimes, chisela umuntu osikokileyo. Kumbinya ila atheli chisa lo linyatheleyo. Nyamuzwa baba lapa akona, ukuthi umuntu okhuluma ekwelinye ilizwe elabelungu ukuhlezi kahle. Ngikhuluma so unamabhasi, bengikhuluma lo mfo wethu osegolo osebenzisa emabhasini. Sithi amabhasi ayagcwala abantu baya ekhaya. Iviki lonke leli abantu bayabaleka baya ekhaya. So yena mayezathi akulinkani le economy angazi ukuthi uchaza ukuthini, because akula muntu babudube ongavuma ukuthi achiye ifamily yakhe, abazali bakhe bephila. Kunzima lapho esiphila khona, abanye abantu bayangcwatshwa khonapha bengafinyeleli ukuthi befike ekhaya. But ukukhuluma is very easy, gonna talk everything. But masithi siyabheka abantu abaphilayo lapho elokuzini eSouth Africa, baphila kabuhlungu, bengamaZimbabwes baphila bawuhlungu ukuthi mawungathiwa iZimbabwe isilungile, wonke umuntu uyaphuma ehlala ekhaya. Lokho kokuthi khona abantu abangeke baye ekhaya, ngeyinye istatement akhuluma ngaso, because abantu bayafisa ukuyahlala ekhaya. Kula muntu ongathandiyo ukuthi ahlale lemuli yakhe. That's why bona abanye bazama ukuthi beyithathe imuli ezohlala layo kodwa kwehluli ngesimo esihlezi kiso. Siyafuna ukekhaba budube lo baba into ayikhulumayo le. Angakhuluma kahle ngoba ukhulumela iparty, ayisiki ukuthi siyayizonda iparty, ayisiki ukuthi siyathini. But akula muntu ongakwazi even ingane ungayibuza manje ekhaya. Into zinzima ekhaya, bashaya abantu bona abantu bebaleka bezozama ukuthi bethole impilo engcono.
Yes, siyazwa kakhulu ke. Marvelous, what you're saying is that, you know, all this is linked to the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe. So it's dismissing what the Regis Vusango is actually saying. So he says, you know what, all this kind of suffering is due to the Zimbabwean government. So he says it has got all the hallmarks of that kind of situation back home. And it also indicated that there are so many people who are living in South Africa right now going back to Zimbabwe because the situation is really bad in South Africa. So, you know, he's saying you never know what happens next when you're in South Africa. So that's that.
Apo chukunzwa mnyarikani vedu varukutaura iwo kuti vanhu vazhinji vari ku South Africa pari zvino varikutarisana nekuomerwa nezvinhu uyezve sekuvhunza kwandandaita vavhusango vari kuti ivo munyarikani wedu ari kuti haasi kubvumirana nezvataura navavhusango kuti zvimwe zvacho zvekuita zvinei nenyaya yeupfumi. Saka vauya munyarikani vari kuti aiwa vazhinji vari kutodzokera nekuti kunyange zvinhu zvakaoma hazvo vari kuona ivo kuti dai upfumi hwenyika yezimbabwe hwagadzirika vanhu vangadai vasiri kutiza munyika yezimbabwe.
Yes, we've got before he responds, let's take Mr. Sipongulube. Babu Ngulube, unga uchona janba?
Ya, chona, tukari chona janu, lonke bagi.
Ya, isha pila wakulu. So, viskulu malo babu mbusangu la poe zanu pia. Uti, kono kwenye zagale, wolu, kuna ngale, Johannesburg, kama nipi kosha, kwa ambasata. Aguna, nilokuti, umnotu elizu le Zimbabwe, uya pildiga. Kumbu, kuta bantu, babalega, kule Zimbabwe, kuta, hai, kukono kona, kuta isi kukono kwenye, kutu.
Mwamchebe sithi. Ekuthi babuthi babantu bakuhulumende wethu ngumbe ngita bakuhulumende ngita bakuzana uPF ngane makhanda aqinile. I-message inqabe ithunyelwa kwabafuna kuyizwa angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani. Angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani. Nqabe sehlula ukuzwa enje ngoba ama messages sihlala siwathumela abafuna kuweza bakholisa khona ukuthi abantu ngale kweZimbabwe baya besebe sebefosa abantu sebekhuluma besesaba. Abantu nxa bethola ithuba ukuthi bazikhulumele bakhuleke bayabatshengisa abakufunayo kodwa abakuthathi serious. Xa bengakubona okuthiwo ngabantu pho yikuphi abaza kuzwa kutshayisa ngovalo lokuthi lo hulumende olalela abantu yini kumbe silo hulumende ofosa abantu ukuthi benze into abangayifuniyo yikho kuzasehlula lo. Ngoba kunje nxa sinje kumele sibe ekhaya isimo siyasibona kumele siye ekhaya but uhulumende is willing to listen to abantu yikho kunzima phandle la.
Yes, akuya kakhulu kuphosela ngesilungu nje amafitshane khona ngosenelisi ngikhulume
ngakhuluma. Mr. Tuba, I'm getting worried if our government or should I say the ruling party if they don't get the message from the people. Every time the people are sending a message, they will turn a blind eye or give us a different statement. I'm very worried because the situation is getting worse here. And people are expressing themselves. We know the situation at home, the freedom, the people, they don't have that freedom of expressing themselves. But if they are expressing themselves this side, we are hoping that our government or the ruling party can listen to the people. But they are seems to be turning a blind eye. We don't know how far we are going to go with the situation.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Ngulube. Let's talk to Mta. I think Mta is in now. So can you introduce yourself and go ahead with your contributions? Mta, go ahead and introduce yourself. Yes, Yapira. Chira bantu tumba.
Yeah, I'm in Mta. Mta from Bulawayo, yeah. Although I'm going to Bulawayo, mind. No Kuluma Alenda by Alamut over Kulumalo, over Kulumalo. Thinking as now, I wanted to be thinking as now, you would see. Now I want to Abbas inside. Abafun, which I want to be clean is. They want to. tell people what they want. Yabona. Lo muntu lo into ayikhulumayo le it's really ingancane kusesayidini lapho uyabona
kulobuzima yes yabona ukuthi sibile kulobuzima ufuna ukukhuluma ngabo kodwa konoko kubuya ngesikhathi ilizwe lilungiselela i-independence uzibuze khuluma ngakho konoko futhi ukuthi uzibuze wena umbona njani kunamanje kulezi suku from the time ngizwe yatholozibuze umfutshane sibe
awe okazibuse lokhu ukuthi ngiyakubona but manje abona umuntu khona uzibuse ubuyamanje kobulawayo from after how long since vele ilizwe lathola uzibuse ngingathi thina vele kahle kahle uzibuse vele akasinayo asizibuzi because siyabuswa uyazi ukuthi abantu vele basancindezelwe lamanje sisancindezelwe lamanje asikho ukuthi kona siyazibusa uzibuse samthola nje ngasemaphepheni ukuthi sathola uzibusa but kahle kahle nje vele siya asizibusi siyabuswa
ye nxa ufisa ungaphala ngesigiyokho lokunxaukuyangawonxa ungafisi siyaqhubeka siya phambili
soqhubeka siya phambili dibe ngizayibamba khonapho
siqonda
phambili
so mzakusangukuthi now we're turning to the issue of independence so according to Mta Zimbabweans are oppressed. Zimbabweans don't have independence at all. They are suffering, like what is happening with them in South Africa and all these kind of things. Chip in there, Mr. Kuzan.
Thank you very much. We want to thank the revolutionaries, some of them who passed on, who went into the wars, into the bushes. Some of us then were very young, were not born yet, when they were fighting for our country to be a sovereign nation. Zimbabwe is now turning 42, liberated from the British rule in 1980. The British came to Zimbabwe in 1890. For 100 years, our country was under the hands of the foreigners, the imperialists. So for somebody today, after 42 years, to be very unthankful and say that we don't have independence, that person must be schooled to know exactly what is independence. Are you saying right now, we know that the heads of Lobengula, the heads of Mzilikazi, the heads of Mbeanehanda and Kaguli, they are there in the library in Oxford. Did you know that? That our grandfathers were killed, executed, hanged, and their heads were taken to be trophies in the UK by the Queen of England. How can you dare tell me that there is no independence? Do you want my forefathers to remain in the Oxford University libraries? We fought for that. And we are very, very, very overwhelmed by the respect that we get from other sovereign nations in Africa and beyond, who are going to come and to celebrate with us, even Kenya, officiating our independence there in Blawayo, there where we are going to have our trade fair. It is because of what we have done. So Zimbabwe is liberated. We're going to celebrate independence. We are an independent country. We are no longer called Rhodesia. We are called Zimbabwe for a reason. The reason from the movement from Rhodesia to now Zimbabwe.
But his point maybe is, you know, the kind of freedoms that are there. He says there's no freedom. There's absolutely nothing. I'm going to him.
Yes, yeah. I'm going there. I think we are mistakenly understanding what is freedom. Freedom now, back then, black men was not allowed at 12 midday to be in Bulawayo city center. You have to be in Luveve. You cannot be in Harare city center by 12 midnight on midday on a Friday. All black people are supposed to be out of the core urban areas. And now we are the ones who are running our cities, our councils. Then you tell me that there is no independence. It means you are not, probably you are actually not schooled enough to understand that our country is no longer Rhodesia, is now Zimbabwe. We can talk about the economy, but do not mix things. If we are talking about independence, independence is not a ZANU-PF project. It is a national project where each and every president who will come after the ones who are here will not change the dates of our independence. It will still remain April 18. Doesn't matter who comes in. It's just like in America or in other countries where they celebrate their heroes. They do not change them because of whoever comes in. So let's not partner politics versus the economy of the day in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Ngulube, as well,
Mpende. I'm very worried about the history we are being taught here, Dube. First, before we go to independence, this thing what Lopengula's head is in a library somewhere in the UK. Where is that history coming from? We know Lopengula disappeared. We know Lopengula was set. No one knows Lopengula's grave. So that's, we have to correct things. We have to state the facts first. Let's not mislead the people. Second, the independence. If we are talking of independence, we are not talking of the dates of the ceremonies. We are talking of people who are enjoying the life in their country. My learned friend is saying people are independent. They can go in Bulawayo around 12. We are talking now where people are in Johannesburg. Someone was killed just last week. You were talking about Mr. Nyati. He was killed in Johannesburg. We wish to be in Bulawayo. We wish to spend our lives in Bulawayo. We wish to wake up in our home countries. Today is 18, is Friday. Easter, Good Friday. We wish to be in our rural homes, spending time with our families. That's independence. Independence is not a date. Independence is not a ceremony. People must take us serious as Zimbabweans. We need our independence. It's not just about date. If we now is comparing us to America and all these countries, we don't want comparison. We want to enjoy the freedom, enjoy our being at our homes. That's what we want.
Yes, thank you very much. And the clarification on the, you know, the heads and all those kind of things, I think we have to put the record straight that there is no historical evidence that Lopengula's head is in London or any library or anywhere else in the world. So that we should put it in the right perspective. So get Vusango back in a while, in 2 seconds. So let's get to Mta. Mta, konapo ke iskuluma konoko. Kumbe iskale siyo kubaba. Utuwe ugo.
What's that again?
Mana katangani. Ugoani uzwele lapa kakuluma. Posela 10 seconds, baba.
Kuti babu tuwe china maskuluma ngenkinga. Kaya bunga atua skuluma ange maskuluma ngama problems wakona. Kaya bunga atua skuluma simeli politiki. Tinabanye abantu you are not politician. But sikhuluma ngohlupho olukhona olubhekane nathi esilubonayo. Manje makuyathwa abantu izavumelana lobaba uNgulube maye sithi khona independent asikhulumi ngedate asikhulumi ngeceremony into ezinjalo. Sikhuluma ngabantu abakhululekileyo. Ukuthi impuphu iyadura ekhaya uyakubotshelwa khonoko. Ukuthi impuphu iyadura. Ukuthi khona lokhu kuyadura abantu abakwazi abantu ngoba yena uyabe ekulololo hlangothi okuyilo emele lonke but thina sibuya kulova singabolova thina esingakaze sisebenze siselokhu zenini siyayazi leyo inkinga esidibana nayo babudube abantu uzibuse yebo bangathi ilizwe balithatha emakhiweni kodwa sabuya sazongcindezelana thina singabantu abamnyama ngoba even kunje vele ekhaya akula muntu uvele libuthane ukuve nanku asikhulumeni
yeah
even first place yakho ngicela ukuthi sikhulume ngeparty amaparty wonke ayi 2 sikubonile konke lokho ilokhu izeni ingavunyeli ukukampena
manje isathi Dube yise sesiphelele isikhathi sesihlokumangoyi. Would have loved to bring in Mr. Vusango as well, but let's have this discussion on Monday. So I'm going to invite all of you so that we can have a very great discussion. So on that note, we wish to end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango, Mr. Ibongani Dube, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, and Mr. Mta. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend.
And I'm marvelous, Mtanganyahuye, also saying have a great Easter weekend. Actually, I was going to cool the chat down asking about Easter, but happy Easter to everybody.
Good night.